This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's time to win $1,000 cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day national contest is...
paint. P-A-I-N-T, paint. A red door and I want to paint it black. Text PAINT to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. PAINT is this hour's code word. I have another one for you next hour. Don't you want $1,000? Takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right. So text the word. I don't think you can enter, man.
Yeah, you've told me that too many times.
You can try.
Hurts every time.
Mm.
I don't like it.
You know. The employees of the company.
I know, but you keep saying, don't you want $1,000? It's coming into my ear holes, too. Yes, yeah. I do want $1,000. We all hear you.
Mm.
And then you say, but you can't do
it. Yeah, you can't. Well, because you look so excited. I just want to, you know.
Right.
Well, remind you.
So I'm telling you, it's crushing.
Mm. Well, go ahead and enter. Maybe you can just, like, give a fake name and stuff. I don't know. There's ways around it.
I'm really hoping to lose my job today. That'd be great.
Nobody has to know. Just don't tell us. You're really good at keeping secrets, so
yeah.
You've never blown anything.
Right.
Mm.
First story.
All right. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
If you watched every single second of it, you saw someone you don't even realize you saw. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I watched it again yesterday, and I still didn't see the person. Luckily, his wife was watching, and she posted up a little video where she freeze frames it.
Is it one of the people that crawls out of the crypts?
No. It's Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton, the singer guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I like him.
Say something.
He's fantastic.
He's great. And he looks like a wildling. He's got that big old woolly beard. Say something. Caught up in the middle of it. No, I can't help myself. Okay. I mean,
the first time I heard this, our boss, you know how he has the loudest stereo of all time in the
history
of stereos?
Pretty much overpowers everybody else's
stereo. It sounds like the Oracle Arena in there. He was playing this full blast, and I heard it and just thought, that is sick. What is that? New JT.
So good.
Oh, he's dead on the ground.
Yeah, he is a dead White Walker, or a dead Army of the... What do they call the ones who aren't, who are just Army of the Dead?
They're not the wits.
Was he a White Walker?
No. Aren't the White Walkers just the like the Night King and his generals, and the rest of them are just the Army of the Dead?
Yeah, probably.
Are you supposed to be the one that tells us that?
I don't know.
You
I don't know
the
what
books
they are.
About the books.
You
Here's
know?
His head, Vin.
All right.
These are his eyes, his nose.
He's upside down, sort of.
His head.
We're looking at the still of him.
Yeah. So.
Well.
So he.
He should be pissed off because he probably spent 8 hours in makeup, and you can't. That does not.
Yes.
That's not a great.
He lay there in a heap all day,
yeah.
Or all night, I should say, because they would start filming, you know, as soon as the sun went down and break in the morning for 55 days.
There's Jon Snow running by.
Oh, that's where Jon Snow
That's him?
There he is right there.
Oh, that's bunk!
And they pause it for a second.
I'd be so mad!
Right. And his wife actually had to pause it. I mean, it really just pans right by him.
Wow.
So if you watched every single second of it, you saw Chris Stapleton, even if you didn't realize it. He played a wildling... turned White Walker. There was a brief shot of him on the ground as Jon Snow attempts to charge the Night King outside Winterfell. This is after the Night King has fallen off his dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is also after the Night King survives Daenerys shooting fire at him from her dragon.
Right.
Yeah.
And then as Jon Snow
is... That was a pisser,
huh? Oh, yeah. I was like, how? how can he still be alive?
The flames finally clear, and there he is, like, how you doing?
Yeah, he even has a look on his face like, what else you got?
Sucker.
Yeah. So as Jon Snow is running toward him, he takes his hands and begins to raise all these people that they already killed them all. That would be the most frustrating thing in
That's
war.
That's why it was the unwinnable war.
Mm.
That's
right
the thing.
Up until
right then
wasn't.
You go, oh, they can't win this.
Yeah. So Chris talks about how it happened. His wife, Morgaine.
Morgaine?
M-O-R-G-A-N-E. Morgani.
Or just, is it Morgan?
Maybe.
With an E?
At the end. Morgaine.
People spell their name different ways.
That's true.
And then it sounded the same.
Maybe it's just Morgan.
Is it Morgan?
Yeah. She posted a photo and a clip. Chris said, I was like, I would gladly fly to wherever in the world just to be a small part and get to watch that show going down. They were gracious enough to let me come participate in that way, even though we barely moved.
Remember Mastodon was in it, too.
Yeah, there's actually, I'll bet you there have been, you should see if you can find a list of people who have starred as zombies or extras in Game of Thrones. They're saying here he barely moved. He didn't move at all. He got coached on his Hollywood moment. They knew we weren't actors. So the direction was basically, we're going to place you, and when we tell you to, you open your eyes. And they trained us up on how White Walkers are supposed to stand up and move when they're first waking up. We had a crash course on that. So maybe he did move. Maybe they did show him getting up. His bass player and tour manager were also in it. They all went together. And there was a photo of the three of them in costume.
Yeah, Bryn's got it.
Here's a few. Coldplay's Will Champion was in Game of Thrones. David Benioff's parents.
Oh.
Animal Circus's Joe Fry. Is that a band? Dr. Philgo's Wilco Johnson. Snow Patrol's Gary Lightbody. Mastodon. Neil Fingleton. And didn't we hear, I'm not seeing, wasn't there like a football player or two?
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran's not on here either.
Well, I think, you know, because he wasn't hidden. He actually had some singing lines.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe you're right.
People you don't know, you know, we know he was in. Everybody else we didn't know.
I didn't. It's news to me that Neil Fingleton was in that.
Yeah, Neil Fingleton. That is amazing. How did they ever get that guy to do it?
No.
So funny. I think they shot that in Belfast, though. That whole scene where they actually have, I don't know. Oh, that's not the place where the wall is, right? That was like some quarry up in Belfast. But they seem to, because I watched that behind the episode thing, which was like 18 minutes long. It was so good. Really long. And they seem to have a full-scale version of Winterfell. They've built the thing. I guess maybe, you know, you spend the money one time and then forever after you have Winterfell and you don't have to
keep
paying for it. Neil
Fingleton, Sarah, was the humongous wildling Mag the Mighty. He's 7'7".
The giant?
Seven.
Oh.
There was a couple of giants, wasn't there?
Yeah, there were.
Yeah, he ended up passing away in February.
Oh.
Due to heart failure.
That's too bad.
Oh, boy. Neil Fingleton.
Neil Fingleton.
Rest in peace, Mr. Fingleton. Anyway, this Game of Thrones is a huge moneymaker for Vegas and any, you know, betting places. They're actually saying that a lot of odds changed after this past. I think that because they didn't wind up killing off, some people, spoiler alert, some people did die, but really.
Jorah, that's the saddest one.
Jorah is the only really major character that got it, you know?
They should have kept him alive.
I'm surprised they can bet on this.
How come?
Because it's written. Because it's fake.
Right.
Because the outcome
is clear. Because if someone could figure it out.
Because there's someone that knows the outcome because people performed it.
Right.
It seems.
They can.
All right.
So it looks like Arya Stark has jumped from 12-1 odds as the next character to perish after being 33-1 last week. I guess because she survived this one, they're saying she's out. She's not the favorite to die next, though. That title goes to the Mountain, who's at 11-4, followed by Rhaegal the Dragon, Rhaegal, at 4-1. So they think at least one more dragon will get it. The Hound's also at 4-1. Grey Worm's at 5-1. Bronn and Euron Greyjoy are at 8-1.
Euron's not dying this next episode.
You know who the favorite to die last episode? Yes. That battle was?
Brienne. It had to be Brienne.
Jaime. was the favorite to die.
That's weird.
Which I think is, that guy's got to get back to Cersei. There has to be some kind of showdown between them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have never bet on him to die, but he was 5-1 going into this past episode, and now he's down to 16-1.
For the writers, it's an easy out because they got to make that scene good, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
They do.
It would be easier to kill him off and be like,
right. Now we don't have to worry about writing that scene.
We got
to
deal with that.
Yeah.
Cersei, who hasn't even been seen in the last two episodes, she is moving up as one of the favorites to sit on the Iron Throne. I mean, that's going to be decided at some point. She's gone from 22-1 odds to rule Westeros all the way up to 9-1. Tyrion is now a top three favorite. 5-1. Jon Snow's 3-1. Sansa's at 9-2. Daenerys, I'm not even seeing odds for her right now. I'm sorry. She's at 8. She is at 8-1.
You think she lives?
Here's what I think happens.
Here we go.
She and Jon Snow marry, have a child, and live
that.
A long, happy life together.
No.
That is not Game
that's
of
what
Thrones.
They have. That's what's happening!
That is not Game of Thrones.
And everyone we like lives.
It looks like in the next episode, Euron's proposing.
Yeah, it did. He's down on one knee.
I know.
But I thought they were already going to be together. I thought that was the whole plan.
Well, right now he's just the booty call.
Booty call?
Yeah, I guess.
He's the booty call.
Seems like he's really into her, though. She must have some magic going on, because he went from being kind of just a unpleasant person to be around to, like, he looks like he's all in love with her.
Well,
as he's looking at her.
Hello?
What?
You haven't watched that happen to boys you've been with? Where they're like, "Durr."
I love you now.
2 seconds later, they're like, "Durr."
That was amazing. She's all.
Let me get that for you.
The power.
Right.
Of the gold mine.
And then you're like, no. I'm not into you anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you into me? No. We're done.
Well, go ahead and get those.
We're through here.
The trash and all the other stuff. And,
right.
And then.
You got to earn it now.
Come back and talk to me.
You too have to.
Yeah. For Euron, it's you got to bring me all your boats, all the men from the Golden Army, you know, the Golden.
Go fight my
army.
War
and the elephants.
While I
Don't
sit
forget
here.
The elephants.
I wanted some elephants. Mm-hmm. Very disappointing about the elephants. And you got to give me the Iron Throne, and then maybe if I have the energy, I'll put out. Who do you think will be the last character to speak in the season finale?
I'm going to give it to Sam.
So everyone is saying Sam. He's got the best he's got the best odds of that.
I'm surprised he fought with everyone. I thought for sure he'd be hiding in the crypts.
Other popular bets to make include who, if anyone, will kill Cersei. Jaime is the favorite at 3-2, Arya's 5-2, and Tyrion's 5-1. Only 3 episodes left.
I'm depressed.
Me too. I can't wait to see them, but I'm super sad that it's going to be over. It's like, just wait. It was good that we had to wait a year and a half to see this, because it really drew it out a little longer.
Did you tell them what we did this past episode?
About all the new bets?
No, we did that, but we watched the last 10 minutes of the previous episode.
Yeah.
So we'd have a running start
into
this new one.
You okay, Uzi? You hacking on something? Oh, my goodness.
Have my mic up. Oh, his mic is on. No, it's still the lingering of the car.
The Fire Festival. Wow, that seemed like it would have been delightful.
Is it coming back?
No.
Is it coming back?
But if you're hungry for another Fire Festival.
Well, the first one was so good that how could they not do it again?
We got 2 movies about it.
Coming back.
It's all about it.
I was never here in the first place.
Is it going to finally happen? So if you miss the Fire Festival, as Hooman appears to, here's some red meat for you.
Here we go.
Look like Woodstock is going down the tubes.
Oh, no.
This Woodstock 50, it's not going well for them.
What happened now?
Apparently these festivals are hard to put together. Hooman, who knew? Seems like Outside Lands, Bottle Rock, they're rocking out.
What'd they say?
They said, the primary investors in this thing. Dentsu Aegis Network released a statement that stated, this is not going to happen. It said, despite our tremendous investment of time, effort, and commitment, they don't even mention money here, we don't believe the production of the festival can be executed as an event worthy of the Woodstock brand name while also ensuring the health and safety of the artists, partners, and attendees. As a result, we've decided to cancel the festival. Which sounds cut and dry. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's not happening. However, the organizers are still moving forward somehow. They released a statement saying, "We're committed to continuing with the event." Is the guy from the Fire Festival behind this?
Behind bars.
"We intend to bring on new partners. The bottom line is there's going to be a Woodstock Festival, as there must be, and it's going to be a blast." For what it's worth, they are already postponed the date that tickets go on sale.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the Black Keys. They backed out during due to a scheduling conflict.
Well, no one got paid either, right? No one's gotten paid.
No one's gotten anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were planning on going to Woodstock 50, rut-row. Okay. I mean, look, people are dumb. Like, you don't think you're being dumb right up until someone points out how dumb you're being. For real.
What happened? Remember that time I got scammed out of like the last dollars I had for a giant trash bag of weed.
A trash bag full of weed.
Man, there I was all by myself falling for this guy's ruse.
There was no one there to
the
go.
The guy worked on it all day.
Say the story because
No, one cares.
No,
but
just recap.
There's this guy that called the surf shop that I was managing at the time. I was the only guy in the store that day. I answer the phone. The guy's like, "Listen, hey, I'm a surfer from Northern California. My van just got towed. I need your help. I'll make it worth your while. I got to get my van out of impound. I got a ton of weed in there. I'll give you a trash bag." And I'm like, "Dude, I got no..." You are barking. "I got no money, and I'm alone at this store right now. I can't..."
Right. "I can't help you."
"No." Click. Calls back later. Finally, I'm like, "Listen, call me at the end of the day if you haven't gotten help." And meanwhile, what's working on me is a giant bag of the best Northern California weed. And I'm thinking about my boys, because I lived with a bunch of dudes in Cardiff by the Sea. To walk in
and be the hero,
drop a trash bag of weed on the kitchen table and be like, "Behold, we're high for a year." Right.
Oh, you thought you were going to get the song and everything? Jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Meanwhile, this is at a time when not everybody's walking around with stupid phones. You can't just text somebody and go, "Hey,
what do you think about this?"
So the whole time, this weed's working on me, this guy, and I finally go, "You know what? He sounds legit. He's been hitting me up all day. I mean, this can't be..." I didn't even think it could be a scam. I really didn't. I show up to pick this guy up after work in downtown San Diego from where I was, and this guy is fat, dirty.
But you still were buying that whole...
I'm still falling for
thing.
It. Like, this guy doesn't look
even
like
even at that point, it didn't register in your head that...
He hasn't been in any water in a long time. He is
ground in
filthy.
Dirt on that neck.
Sure enough, though, he's like, "Pull up right here. The tow yard's right around the corner. Give me the money." I gave him like my last $100.
Oh, boy.
And this is at a time when $100 for me was like rent money. This was going to be the food or rent money. This was going to be a problem. He walks out of my car, walks down the sidewalk, makes a right turn towards what's supposed to be the tow yard where he's going to get his van. Pull out, come around, and drop a trash bag full of the best weed I've ever seen.
Just his sheer gratefulness.
And like, I swear 10 minutes passes and now I'm going.
Well, it takes a while. It takes a while to get a car out of impound.
It does.
You know, there's some paperwork to fill out.
And I remember getting out of my car and walking around the corner and seeing a cop. And this is downtown San Diego, you know. I don't know what it was doing there, but it was definitely not welcome, as, you know, I'm about to get a giant trash bag of weed.
Cop car?
Cop car.
Okay.
I wait longer. 30 minutes passes.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen the guy in a while. It's starting to dawn on me that I may have just been...
How long did you wait, ultimately?
I think I waited like 45 minutes before I finally... got really bold and walked around the corner and was just like ready to go. What the? Nobody.
Was there
nothing.
Even an impound
there
lot
was a,
there?
There was a tow yard or whatever there that he was clearly using as a prop, but there was nobody working. There was nothing open.
He just this kept was, on walking right
he
on past
He just walked
it.
Away with my dough.
What time of day was it? It was after
this
work.
This was now. Was after work. It must have been 6 something p, 7 p.m.
Oh, boy.
I drive back to Cardiff from downtown San Diego to walk in, and my friends are all sitting around the kitchen table, and they're just, you know, it's one of those nights where everybody's hanging and I have to tell them this story. And man, they are falling out of their chairs. They can't believe I'd been. And we're laughing and crying.
Well, you're crying. They're laughing.
Man.
Oh, that's a rough one. It's so hard, too, once you, when you, the thought first enters your mind, I think I just got duped. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I'm going to wait it out. I mean, like a fairy tale ending could still happen. Like I can just totally.
No, because now I'm going like, man, that guy doesn't surf. Because that was his whole story. He's like calling a surf shop because like, listen, I'm a surfer from Northern California. I'm down. Man, I got, this is whole rap.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Sure enough, you hang a garbage bag of weed out in front of me and I will chase that carrot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he was working a few surf shops that day. Yeah, probably. Just like. Maybe he walked by, saw Vinny, and went, oh, that's my man.
I bet you
he's my mark.
Never been anywhere near my shop. Mm. I think it had nothing to do with
just
that.
Like
I think
opened up the telephone book, looked for surf shops.
Just calling places and putting the carrot out there.
I'm going to get some gullible stoner.
Well, I got one.
On the line.
Anyway, now you know the story. Now, what are you talking about?
So, look, these days we do have online and texting. And,
so dumb.
You know, well, you know, don't beat yourself up. It was many years ago and you learned a valuable lesson. It made you who you are today, Vin.
What did you learn?
Did I?
He'll never
Didn't
do that
you?
Again.
That's true. I never got duped like
now
that
Now you're
again.
A little suspicious now
Jesus
of everything.
Christ.
Your trust in the world was diminished.
Garbage bag, a sticky pot. Oh, it's the purple. I'm like, oh?
It sounds so great. For $100, huh?
Oh my God! My
little cancer could drive to the
so
ends
happy.
Of the
If someone contacts you online, claiming to be one of the biggest action movie stars in the world, they're probably not.
Oh, really? Okay?
And then if that said someone who is a movie star says that they're cash strapped and asks you for money, it's definitely not them.
Right.
There's this woman in England, and she fell for it. Guy claiming to be Jason Statham started chatting her up on a Jason Statham fan page. They moved their conversation private. I guess they hit it off. You know, she hit it off with Jason Statham, and she's sure that it's him. They moved their conversation private, and he started putting the moves on. Once she was convinced that he was in love with her, that's when he started asking for money.
Wow.
He claimed he was having financial difficulties because of a delayed film payment.
She's really good at talking online. I mean, he fell in love with her.
Right. Well, maybe there was a picture exchange. He was scouring the internet for pictures of Jason Statham, and she was just taking pictures of herself. The real Jason Statham is worth about $70 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, I promise you, he's not online asking anybody for money. He's also married. He's married to that chick, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Oh, good for him.
She was in the Mad Max Fury Road.
She's also a Victoria's Secret angel.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, and she replaced Megan Fox, didn't she, in the Transformers movies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this woman says, well, look, she's English. I was vulnerable. My mother and my fiance had recently died. So I was heartbroken. I was open to it.
Mm.
She ended up giving the guy hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No. Mm-hmm.
She actually refuses to say how much she ultimately gave him. But finally, she decided, okay, I don't know why it took her so long, but finally she went to the police. And that's why we know about the money that she paid this guy and that she thought Jason Statham was. I wonder if Jason Statham hears this and is just like, oh, you poor sap.
Yeah, what can he do?
I don't know.
Mean, he's probably bummed that he played some role in this and that, you know, his name brought about
this woman's demise.
Some automatic trust. But, you know, you don't give people. Look,
no.
I just told you a story. I just told you the story. You don't give people your money. You work
no.
for whatever you did to get that money. You don't go giving that away.
No. This woman had hundreds of thousands of dollars to give. So that's good. He picked the right person. You know, most of us would be like, I cannot be able to help you, Jason Statham.
Man.
No matter how much you, how little you need, I don't have it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Ancestry.com has a problem.
Oh, no. What is it? Okay, in the news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, gets two tickets to see Janet Jackson September 21st at the Chase Center in San Francisco, and is qualified to win a two-night trip for two to Las Vegas this summer to see her new Metamorphosis residency at the Park Theater, Park MGM. Lexi will have another pair today at 12:35, another chance for you to win some tickets and qualify for the grand prize trip. You love Janet Jackson? You better call us right now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app where you can listen to this show. We highly recommend you download the Radio.com app, use it every day, and listen to this show. Here's what's happening. Let's see. Yep, tonight, the Rockets play the Warriors at 7:30. These late games are...
late. Unwatchable for the people who get up at 3 in the morning.
Right. Well, and imagine if you're on the East Coast.
Oh, my God, right. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
I mean, starting the game at 10:30?
Yeah, that's...
anyway.
It's really not practical.
The news was reporting right now, Vinny, that the most expensive seat right there on the floor is $50,000.
Oh, my God. $50,000?
Mm-hmm.
And they're filled.
For your fold-up chair.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you get a T-shirt, though.
Oh,
everyone that goes to the game gets a T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
You get a T-shirt.
That is totally worth $50,000.
Also, the Sharks play the Avalanche tonight, and that's a 7 p.m. game time. So go Sharks, go Warriors.
Go, 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 go.
Ancestry.com is neat.
Yes.
I did it.
Okay.
And I enjoyed my experience.
Right.
And I
and it's interesting. I mean, you learn a lot about your heritage.
I recently got an email from Ancestry and was like,
uh-oh.
What are you asking me for? And then something happened and I got taken away from it and never went back.
Oh.
Like I just, you know, busy. Right. Life's busy.
Right.
And Ancestry doesn't rank right now.
Okay.
So I walked away from it. Now I get the story that if you sent your DNA to Ancestry.com and immediately sort of got a new idea of who you are, look, I didn't know I was British.
Right. Turns out you have some English in you.
Yep.
Yep.
All of a sudden, I'm like, maybe I need to get one of those, what do they call them? Not a plump jacket. Union Jack flag.
Oh.
Is that what it's called?
I don't.
The English flag, it's called a Union Jack?
I don't know about that.
That does sound right.
Look it up.
Plump Jack.
Yeah,
it's not a plump
get
jack.
Get yourself a plump jack.
I need a Union Jack flag. Because I'm English.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
The old
maybe
union.
You can get dual citizenship.
How do you not know that?
I don't know.
It's the official flag of
why
the United
Kingdom.
Why do
you think I know everything about England?
Because you're completely into it.
I'm not. I report the stories. It's not like I go home and look up things about I just don't.
You just seem to know everything about everything. So we figure you know everything.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know everything about
it. I feel like you love that stuff. All of that, like...
well, I like, you know...
Queen, king and... Did you just stick your finger into the fan?
Yep. It's fine. It's like, look though. It's like a little foam.
It's foam.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you didn't get any blood?
No.
All right.
It scared me though.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you berating me about not knowing anything about England.
Anyway, I got my results and was surprised.
Right.
And the missus did it and she was, you know, whoa, look at that. I'm Indian.
Oh.
Native American.
Oh. I thought you were saying she was, like, from India.
No. Oh. Anyway, Ancestry just announced that with all the data they have now, they've been able to really refine their results, and that means they can narrow down your DNA even better than before.
Oh.
And they'll be sending those results soon.
Oh, so this was an alert saying you're going to be getting more results from us?
Apparently.
Like,
I didn't...
down to what? Like the town that your ancestors are from?
Or just a better job, more accurate job than they initially reported.
I see.
Because it was vague, and there's things in there where you go, okay, so I'm 3% Jewish and 2% African.
Mm.
Okay. Well, that's a lot.
Yeah. You're a nation. You're worldwide.
Right. Anyway, it means that your results that you originally got might change. So if you thought you were part this, you may be part that.
How much Native American does your wife have in her?
Because... I don't remember. When we got these results and it was fun, and I remember I shared them with you guys at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't looked back at them since, and we've made, you know, random comments, you know, about them through the past year or two. But even that is, as the results numbers fade.
Yeah.
You start to go, I don't remember.
I can't even
access that information to make a good joke about it. So, bye.
Mm.
So I guess
it does turn out that most of us are true citizens of the world. Mm-hmm. Like, we have ancestors all over.
Well, it would be wonderful to take people who classify themselves as pure and show them what they really are.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Anyway... A spokesperson for Ancestry says, they gave people warnings this could happen, except no one reads the warnings, dude.
Yeah. Oh, is that in the small print?
Well,
I clicked agree.
Right.
I went, that's a lot of words. I agree.
They say their results are an estimate that can change as more data comes in. One woman told reporters that the update dropped their son from 31% Spanish to 11%.
Oh,
and
that's
quite upsetting.
That is quite a difference.
His ethnicity is massively different now. I'd run out.
He's still the same person.
Yeah, but I got a Union Jack tattoo on me now, Sarah.
Oh. How much percent were you English?
I don't know. A lot more than I thought. Mm. I thought I was Irish and Italian.
Right.
And it turns out we get this info and I go home to my mom and say, how do I got English in me? And she goes, oh, yeah, well, your dad's... Well, you didn't think to tell us that?
Mm. Didn't occur to me till just now.
Well, no, you know, these. I actually think all of this sort of ancestry that we've been fed from our parents is just myth-making.
Right.
Like, they just tell you...
Well, they certainly would leave out any unattractive parts.
Right.
You know? Oh, well, we're going to deny that part. I think I have a pretty good idea of what I am because my mom was, you know, she seemed to have the whole formula worked out.
Well, and I was given very simple math. Maybe that's because that's all I can manage. But I was told, you know.
Half and half.
25. No, I was told like 25-ish percent Irish and the rest is Italian.
Right.
That, you know, there's Irish on your dad's side, but then there's Italian on your dad's side. And then there's all Italian, as my mom is bragging about. We're Italian.
Did she get hers done, too? Is she not all Italian?
I don't remember.
Were you mostly Italian, though?
It was in there, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, there you go. If you paid for Ancestry.com to do your results, I guess you're going to get a new email here very soon.
Mm, that's interesting.
So you may want to, if you put them in the junk box, you may want to unjunk them because you'll get new results and you may have to get a new tattoo over the old one.
Oh, change the flag.
Well.
Sure. Or you could put all the flags. It's all the way down here. Just cover your body in flags.
All right. There's a 54-year-old woman named Zelda Cotton from Tonawanda, New York.
Oh, Tonawanda, huh?
Tonawanda.
Okay.
I was just having trouble with
it. Never heard of it.
The double T's there isn't written. Mm. Tonawanda, New York. It's just me trying to figure it out. A lot of letters there. What's going on? Anyway, she called 911 on Saturday with a problem. She was trying to kill her 76-year-old boyfriend and couldn't seem to get it done and needed some advice.
Oh.
She was drunk.
Huh.
And she'd already hit him 5 times with a VCR. And now she was trying to hit him with a leaf blower. But none of this was working. He wasn't even hurt.
Oh.
The 911 dispatcher did not give Zelda any advice, but did send cops to her place. And she's been arrested for endangering the welfare of an elderly person.
That's, boy, you know, she just obviously deserves to be caught.
Right.
If you're gonna murder someone and it's not working, the cops are really the last people you should call.
Right.
It's drunk people. They can't make good decisions.
This is fun.
Okay.
A woman named Allison Hunt teaches at a high school in Louisville, Kentucky.
Uh-oh.
They had a fire drill last Friday, and it wasn't a normal drill.
Why? What happened?
One of the firefighters who showed up for it was Tom Cecil, who's captain with the Louisville Fire Department and is Allison's boyfriend.
Oh, adorable.
Once all the students and staff were outside for the drill, he walked up to her and got on one knee and proposed.
Oh my God, that's so adorable.
He caught Allison totally off guard, and it turns out he switched shifts with another guy so he could be there for the drill.
Oh, so this was a regular drill. He just happened to know it was going to happen, mm-hmm. and that's a, they didn't like set the whole drill up just so he could propose.
Allison's students went nuts.
Well, yeah.
And then she, of course, had to say yes, right? I mean, what could she
do?
Well,
I guess, you know, a lot of times in the moment you say yes and be like,
right,
we have a phone call together later.
The kids? Right. Really?
Although, I suppose, if you don't want to be hammered by the question afterward, because then, like, let's say you are pressured into, like, someone proposes at the fire drill or at a game when you're on TV or whatever, a big family dinner. And you say yes, and then later you go, I can't believe you asked me that, and I'm going to say no now. And then everyone's like, oh my God, congratulations. And then you have to explain to every single person.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what happened to Hooman at the Getty's dinner.
Yes.
With Lilo. Lovely. Yeah.
Nunu.
Talk about the time I proposed and she said no.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a sad day.
Yeah.
But I look back 14 years later and I'm like... Thank you, God.
You still see that girl, though, don't you?
I haven't seen her in like 3 years. She's kind of super laying low. I sent her a note maybe a year ago.
Oh,
said,
did
hey,
you?
Hope you're doing
just
all
to
right.
Reconnect?
No, just to say hi. Not to reconnect. Just to say hi.
So you, wouldn't consider if she came back and said, saying no to you was the biggest mistake of my life. I've thought about you every day since we parted. And all I want in this world is for you to ask me that question one more time. Would you do it?
I'd say, listen.
Fell for it. The answer is still no.
I know, right?
Oh my God! Can you think imagine? She's that?
There are
she's evil. She's
there,
very evil.
There are some people that are not great. Like, that would make you ask them again just so they could say no twice to you.
Mm. And you think that's her?
No, that's not her.
I got a real rush from that the first time. Let's do it again.
I would say, listen, I'm a completely different person than I was when I was 30, so...
But she says, so am I.
I'll be
so
like, oh.
I'm so sorry.
Are you?
I am. Just please ask me one more time. Mm. Go ahead, ask me.
I don't know if I have
go,
it in
just
me.
Just do it.
You're asking me to give up a lot.
I'll make you so happy. Go
give up a lot?
Me.
Yeah.
What would you be giving up?
Freedom.
It's
free like a bird.
Freedom.
Yeah, but you would gain an opportunity to throw the best wedding of all
time. Oh, my
times.
God, Hooman. I think you could definitely turn it around by by Halloween, right?
I think I'm going to go for New Year's. I mean, I don't want to celebrate on the devil's holiday.
There you go.
You have plenty of time
to
turn it around.
Plenty of time to make it happen. So would you or wouldn't you?
I mean, not with her. No.
You don't, somewhere in your heart, you don't still love her?
Like that? I mean, I love her as a human being, but...
That doesn't...
Like,
don't...
Sexual love? Absolutely not. 100% sure about that.
Just ask me one more time. Please, go ahead.
I just don't think
just
I
please
have
ask
it in
me one
me.
More time.
So that's
time.
What you'd say. You'd say, I can't, I don't want to.
I'd say, I just don't have it in me.
I don't want to ask you again.
I don't
again.
Want to.
I'll make it worth it for you. I'll reward you.
What's the...
All the stuff. We'll do all the stuff.
All
right after.
The
you're
going to
ask me, we're going to do all the stuff. Just
she
ask
gonna
me.
She's going to be a nice lady?
Go ahead and ask me.
I just can't do it. I'm so sorry.
I'm telling you, you know that one move you really like? We're gonna do that and the jackhammer right after you ask me. Just ask me. I'm ready. Go ahead. Ask me.
You know what I've realized? It's really not about the sex at the end of the day. Sex is great and everything, but it's
and we'll have a daily check-in, and I'll be doing all your cooking. I know that you're eating a special diet. I'll be taking care of all that for you. Just ask me.
The finest doctors for his back.
Oh, my God. The doctors that you want. We're going
to
get you
I just
fixed
don't know
up.
How excited I'd be to see you every day.
Ooh.
I will make it worth your while.
You can live on one wing. I'll live on the other wing.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yes. Just ask me.
Please. Will you just be my friend? Weak.
Be my neighbor.
I don't.
So weak.
I don't have it in me to ask her again. I don't want to marry that girl anymore.
One more time.
Did you get on one knee when you asked her? No, we were just in the car. You were in the car when you said, "I want to marry you." Yeah. Well, we'd already talked about it. She was like all in when we first started dating. And then when you first started dating? Yeah, when we first started dating. She was like, I want to marry you. Well, I'm like, listen, I find you super attractive, and I don't think we should go down this road if you're not, like, wanting to get married and have kids. And then she's like, oh, no, I want to get married. I want to have kids. I'm like, all right, then let's see how this thing goes.
Just give me one more try.
Yes. You're asking me that today from her perspective?
Yes. Give me one more try. Ask me again.
There's just... I have zero desire. Like, just nothing.
Oh, you will, though.
It's like...
I'm unbuttoning my shirt as we're speaking.
You're trying...
Please just ask me. Yeah. Ask me one more time.
Would you say she was the best sex of your life? No, absolutely not.
Ooh,
I will be, though. I've learned
a lot.
Who was it?
I went to a tantric sex thing.
Who was the best sex of your life? Who would you say? Well, I don't want to say because she might listen to the show. What do you mean? So what?
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah, you're about to compliment someone so very much.
The best sex you ever had was?
Well, she's married now. It doesn't matter. The guy's probably going to be like, yeah, she is.
Yeah,
that's
she
why
is.
I married her.
She does that one thing real good.
Except she does it to me now.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's call her Dre. Let's just call her Dre.
Dre?
Yeah.
Is there Andrea?
It's a nickname. None of us know that name. What's the name?
Are you still Facebook friends? We'll look on your Facebook.
You won't be able to.
It's not Snuffy, right? Obviously.
It's Snuffy? No, it's not Snuffy, no. That was
Is it the girl that used to be like kind of a booty call for you? She's a Grateful Dead daughter?
Oh, yeah.
No. She's It's not her. She's good. She was great.
She was no good.
Great. No, she was great. Well, she was really great. Trying to torture answer out of Hooman is used up all our time. Still, no answers. Dre. Who's Dre? I did answer. I said I'm not going
to
marry the chick.
Just
what about that answer?
Time. Just one more time.
Yeah, but no. Who's Dre? Dre is someone you guys don't know about.
How is that possible?
How does Sarah not know? Your best friend.
Does Bryn know? Bryn knows all this kinds of stuff.
I'm not sure, no.
So when was this Dre person in your life?
Hooman's had a lot of booty calls, I'm sure.
Right after Nunu.
Right after?
Was it that doctor?
The lady you proposed to? Oh, there was a doctor, wasn't there? Who was the doctor? I forgot. Jesus Christ. How to keep all this straight. Get around. I don't like to look back. My
God. Dr. Model Ballerina Girl?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Who was that? I got to think about that. Okay. Boy. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see what people had to say. They had to let Jamie live because he's going to kill Cersei.
Yeah.
Duh.
I know.
That's just, by the way, that's not a spoiler alert.
That's a fan theory.
This is a lunatic texter. Mm-hmm. They don't know anything.
They don't. Nobody knows anything.
925 says, wait a minute. Theon Greyjoy died?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Forgot about that.
Oh, that was a spoiler.
Oh, that's
Sorry.
A total spoiler. Spoiler alert.
Okay, guys, when did this become the Game of Thrones show? Enough already.
Oh, you know what? Just deal with it.
This
it's only three more weeks, for God's sake.
Forever.
And then it's over forever. And by the way, watch the show.
Yeah.
Join the conversation.
Yeah. Vinny, I love your weed trash bag story.
I know. It's one of the best stories.
Vinny's lucky the dude didn't rob him at gunpoint for $100. The thing is if the guy had, if he had a gun, of course I'm going to be like, here's the money. I could have taken him. He was sloppy. He was really sloppy.
You could have taken him with no gun.
Right.
Right.
For sure.
Instead, he decided, I'm not going to fight anybody.
If it only had occurred to me that he was that he was getting over on me before he got far enough away that I couldn't see him anymore. I could have ran him down, too. But at that point, I'm just sitting there in the car going, oh.
But then he yells for the car. He's like, this guy's trying to steal my last $100.
So bogus.
Oh, that is bogus. It's
415
so good,
says, listening to you guys talk about sex always grosses me out. No one wants to picture a bunch of grumpy old people having sex. Seriously, no one.
Okay.
God.
That's it. We're never going to talk about sex again.
What a cold splash of water that was. Jeesh.
Grumpy? What do you mean?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. Well, we have that one death, so we'll talk about that. I got a little more info on that. Also, I got a Madonna story that I think you're going to find interesting.
Great.
I'll be psyched to hear your take on it right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.